What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Just Sayin' with Justin Martindale. I am Justin Martindale, and have we got a fun episode for you today. We are crossing over. We have comedian Laura Bites and Jessica Michelle Singleton from the Slobs podcast here at the Comedy Store Studios. They are joining me here today, and we are going to give you guys your pop culture fix for the week before the Christmas? Thanksgiving. This is what Mariah Carey does. She just jump starts it. I forgot about Thanksgiving. No, Thanksgiving is first. So how are you guys?
So good.
I'm so thankful. We are in the new studio here.
Isn't this beautiful?
And it is
so great.
So wonderful. It's cozy and dark, just like us.
Yes. Very Comedy Store.
I want to get into it because this is going to be fun. I gave my listeners some homework over the weekend.
I love this.
And it was to watch the Lindsay Lohan. We're in a Lohanissance right now.
She's back. They said she'd come back, and she came back.
And she came back. She's been making the circuits. She's been on every talk show this past weekend promoting her new hit Netflix movie, Falling for Christmas.
I have it queued up right now.
And I have to tell you, it disappointed, but also did not disappoint. So it is very, like, it's the number one movie on Netflix right now.
Of course.
I've been talking about this since I think they announced it, that she was doing a Christmas movie, like, in the spring or summer of this year. I have been following this journey, and it was the perfect holiday package to open before the holidays.
That's so funny. I have to tell you, it's queued up in my Netflix right now. I had a friend staying at my place, and she was watching it. And I just came down, and all I saw was, spoiler alert, it's one, not even a full scene.
They all die at the end. No, they don't. They don't.
Unfortunately, I don't think they do. It's just Lindsay Lohan, or her character, trying to put on a fitted sheet.
Yes.
And she's jumping, and she doesn't understand. She has it on, like, all of her limbs, and she's, I'm not going to hit you.
I thought you meant put it on her body.
No.
Like a Klansman.
No.
When you said she's trying to put on a fitted sheet.
It's not that kind of White Christmas. Hello.
I was like, wow, they really went edgy this year.
She, an heiress or something and doesn't know how to, she doesn't remember anything, but she doesn't know how to put on a fitted sheet. And I was like, this is enough. And
well,
I just walked out.
Let me tell you.
Even an heiress, it's pretty straightforward. You do it one way, that's the wrong way. Then you do it the other way.
Ugh.
Well, she just doesn't know, because this movie takes place apparently in Aspen, Colorado. They don't really tell you the town, but it's like this high-end resort.
Right.
She plays Sierra.
Of course.
The heiress to this, like,
Sierra
hotel.
Trading Company.
So it's not even, she's not even like a Hilton or a Radisson. It's like some hotel, fictional hotel.
Howard Johnson.
Sierra,
pretty much.
The heiress.
Her dad is named Beauregard.
Of course he is.
And she is like the hot shit of this company. She's kind of like the Ivanka Trump of this hotel. Like,
okay.
Daddy's little girl. But she doesn't have a job title, so they make one up for her. And wait for this. She is the vice president of atmosphere.
Oh.
I like to think that this is the sequel to The Parent Trap if the family then split back up.
Yes.
Immediately.
That's what I was hoping for. But first of all, I have to say she looks amazing.
She looks great.
However, I did have a listener point out that in the first 10 minutes of the movie, she has a speck of mascara under her eye that no makeup person touched on. And it's just there. There's also mic packs that you see some of the, I mean, it's it's perfect. It's perfectly awful. So she is engaged to this social media influencer named Tad Fairchild.
Of course.
Who is gay.
Clearly. His
but
name's
not
Tad
yet.
Fairchild.
But not yet. But he's just very like, honey, and just awful. So Dad Beauregard leaves for the week, and it's Christmas is around the corner.
Of course.
So he leaves his daughter Sierra in the care of the hotel people.
Everyone takes a trip before Christmas.
Yes, yeah. You have to. I mean, it's just those perfect little like nods to terrible Christmas movies. So Tad takes her out into the woods, you know, on a snow
machine
ski, yeah, thing.
Snowmobile.
And then, like, when they pass a thing, the snow falls off the sign. It says, don't enter.
there, you know. It's treacherous.
Oh, of course. Gosh. Oh, no. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, in pure overboard fashion, because this is just overboard in Aspen, she falls down the slopes. She hits her head on a tree.
The scene of a Barbie flying off a small cliff. It's like, we didn't have the budget.
It's one of those, like, really cartoony, like, whoa, whoa, ow, oh, like things. It's cute. And then she hits her head on a tree and gets paralyzed.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
She doesn't get paralyzed.
Should be called trying to stand for Christmas. Yeah.
It's a very sunny
sitting
Bodo Christmas.
Sitting for Christmas. Sitting for Santa. Yeah.
I love that the riff that you just did. What about this one? What about the sunny Bono?
Christmas? So she, of course, gets amnesia. The hot guy next door, Jake.
Yeah.
Played by Court Overstreet. He runs the North Star Lodge next door. And it's just in shambles. And they can't pay their bills.
Well, oh, no. What
can
they do?
He has approached Beauregard before he left, saying, like, hey, like, let's join forces and make this, like, big Aspen Lodge. And he's like, get out of here, peasant. And then he spills hot chocolate on Lindsay Lohan. She's in her, like, Balenciaga attire.
Oh, one of those giant, like,
big fluffy hats
that
yes.
No one would ever wear.
Full snow bunny realness.
Balenciaga is the ugliest clothing line I've ever seen.
What is?
Balenciaga.
Oh, I know.
It's loud.
It's too much.
It's just expensive.
It's just expensive with Balenciaga on it. You look like a baked potato. Yeah. Like, yeah. It doesn't look good. No. So Jake sees her at the bottom of the slopes. He picks her up, takes her into the North Star Lodge, and then, you know, she comes around. She doesn't know where she is. She has Christmas amnesia. So she's like, well, what should you guys call me? And he is a widow, of course.
Of course, because he probably killed his last wife.
Probably.
No one's talking about that.
And he has a little daughter, and he's like, well, why don't we call you Sarah? And she's like, that sounds familiar, you know, because it's Sierra and Sarah. So there's that. So then she's like, well, maybe how do I get my memory back? And he's like, well, why don't you do common chores like make a bed? And she's never made a bed. So she
That's his solution. You know what will help is chores.
Chores. Yeah. Like common things.
Free labor.
What a coincidence.
You guys, we get a montage that is pure camp perfection. I'm talking, how do I do laundry? She pours the whole thing in. Suds ensue. We get
classic.
The fitted sheet where the sheet takes over her on the bed. She can't scramble eggs.
This literally happened in Freaky Friday, which she was also in.
Yeah. She knows what works, you know?
Yeah.
So cut to no one's looking for her. Mind you, this whole
That's
village,
so sad.
No one's looking for her. The staff is just like, she didn't come home last night. All right, well, let's keep this to ourselves.
Keep the atmosphere positive.
Yes, yes. No one's looking for Lindsay Lohan. Meanwhile, at the North Star Lodge, which is kind of like a little Christmas village, it's cute, it's quaint, it's not that bad, it's cozy.
It's disgusting. It's
gross. Yeah, everyone's like, gross.
3 stars.
Burn
no
it
thanks.
To the ground. And no one in this Christmas village knows who this hotel heiress is either. So it's
How
just a lost
bad
cause.
Bad are her hotels that no one's even heard of this woman.
It's pretty sad.
She's an elf sent from the North Pole.
Yeah, no, she's a Christmas angel. meanwhile, her fiance Tad is shacked up with Ralph in this ice fishing lodge, which I'm like, we're going to get a Brokeback Mountain moment, and I'm here for it. Tad's kind of hot. Ralph is not.
He's Ralph.
But he takes him back into, like, civilization, and they find Sierra in the hotel. They raise money to save the North Star Lodge. She's a human being again.
Hooray.
And they live happily ever after. There's a creepy Santa Claus guy
of
who
course.
Like makes chestnuts, and he's like, wink, wink, wink. Like, it's just really weird, which I thought kind of like offensive, like to do this gesture in a Lindsay Lohan movie. I was like, okay.
About snorting the
Yeah, he was just tapping the side of his nose.
We got a little snow in the bag, if you know what I mean.
You have to watch. Oh, and there is a gay reveal at the end where Tad finally comes out as bisexual
really?
And hooks up with the
Santa.
You wish. I mean, we all wish. Which I'm going to bring into a story later because I think it's time for that. He ends up hooking up with the guy who was supposed to be looking out for Sierra, and like Jake knocks on the window of the car, and he's like, "I have to tell you, I love you," and it's just weird. I know it's only been 4 days.
That's insane.
That is weird.
And the window goes down, and it's Tad and the guy, and I was like, they were blowing each other. I bet $1 million he was checking out his peppermint cane.
I know this look.
And they end up happily together. I mean, and it's just everything. The editing is just off. Like, you see her blow drying her hair, and it's perfectly styled.
That's
there's
so
an
funny.
Abuela. Oh, just a Christmas abuela, just a grandmother. There's hidden secrets. Like, we can't put the angel on the Christmas tree because that was mom's. And I just want to shove those memories back into the desk drawer where they belong.
Yeah, it's just all the nuggets of, like, they borrowed from every Lifetime and Hallmark movie of, like...
It's all of it. People have checkbooks.
Checkbook. People, is it supposed to be a period piece?
No, but you would think, like, they raise money, so she creates a fundraiser that Jake is really embarrassed about because he's usually the one helping the town, but now it's the town's turn to help him in the North Star Lodge.
He's so ashamed.
And so, like, people come out of the woodwork on Christmas Eve because they have no other plans.
Can you believe it?
And they're like, hey, you helped me when I needed you the most. Here's a check.
And they all join hands and sing.
There is a Christmas sing, a Christmas song, and Lindsay Lohan debuts Jingle Bell Rock as her single, which she does as Mean Girls. There is a moment she's in the car.
I was going to say, do they do Jingle Bell Rock?
She's in the car with Tad going to the slopes before she falls down the hill, and she's like, I love this song. And she turns on and she turns on the radio, and she's like, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock. And I'm like, yes. And she's all in pink. Very Mean Girls.
Amazing. Wow. I love that. It seems like they intentionally put nuggets in.
Of course they put
them. Which, like, at first I thought it was just a wild, terrible coincidence. And then I was like, oh, they were like, Lindsay's back.
It's so good and so bad. I gave it an 8 out of 10.
I love this.
It's so good and so bad. And also, you guys, there is a blooper reel during the credits.
No, it is the 90s.
Can I tell you something so funny?
Yes.
Dave, my boyfriend, every time we watch a movie, he makes us stay past the credits in case there are bloopers. We watched Smile, a horror movie, in the theater on Saturday, and he made us wait till the end of the credits to see. I was like, do you think they're going to do bloopers for Smile?
Film. Yeah. No, I'm
so
sorry.
That, I'm going to have to tell him that because I'm always like, Dave, they don't do that.
Yeah.
They used to do that for like a couple movies.
Uh-huh. Comedies.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a
He's like, well,
movie.
You don't know.
But would that be, I think we should do that. And if at the end of horror movies, we're just like, zoinks. The ring girl tumbles out of the television. Yeah. They're like, all right, take it back.
Take it back. She's just laughing. Sorry,
the monster starts laughing and flubs his line. Yeah.
Yeah. The person hanging upside down from the ceiling falls and they're like, oh, we'll
the person who
again.
Got their head cut off is just like, seriously, you didn't get it? All right.
Michael just farts.
Yeah. Like, oh, I would love a Michael Myers fart for sure. Just, and Jamie Lee just loses it. She's like,
come
not
on,
again.
That's the third take.
But it made me think about this because we are becoming very progressive. We had Bros that came out this year with Billy Eichner, which was the first like mainstream gay rom-com.
I loved that movie.
But it made me think, what if we had a Santa gay film?
Gay Santa. I mean, you couldn't just call it Gay Santa. Could
it could be Gay Santa.
Bad Santa.
Bad Gay Santa.
Very gay.
But it made
Santa.
Me like think about it. It's like Mrs. Claus and Santa. Like Mrs. Claus could just be like a young twink with an apron on who makes cookies.
Oh my God.
And Santa's like, girl, we gotta save Christmas.
Oh my God. Santa as an old gay too. Like get one of those. Have you seen the like TikTok of the old gays?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
what? Good or bad?
No, it's good. Yeah. I love it. Like they're just iconic. I just want a very old, real like old gay man.
Yeah. Gay Santa. I think the tagline could be like, bells aren't the only things that are gonna slay this Christmas. Something like that. There could be a lot of like innuendos, like that's a big package.
You need to write this because based on what I saw yesterday when I was looking for that Christmas movie, People just really buy Christmas movies. They're just like, can't get enough of them.
Yeah, the reindeer could be like Dasher, Dancer, Poppers, Vixen. You know, Poppers? You could do like a whole thing.
So even maybe the reindeers are okay.
Kristen Stewart one. Did you like that one?
That one was cute. That
Where
one
she was
a good
lesbian?
One. She was the lesbian going home for the holidays. That one was a cute one. Yeah. I like that one. However, someone has a problem with it. Because you can't. Well, I'm glad you asked. Candace Cameron Bure.
After I said I didn't like it. I just didn't care for the. I thought the story could have been bigger.
Candace Cameron Bure, who has created her own network, has developed the Great American Family. She's the chief creative officer. She wants to keep traditional marriage at the core.
It's a no gay people.
So where
in
the
Christmas.
Husband beats the wife and she can never leave the house.
Well. Call her old-fashioned, but I'll read a little bit of this article. She says,
tradition.
As Candace Cameron moves into a new role as chief creative officer at the Christian cable TV network Great American Family, which just sounds... God.
I love when you do that with your voice. It's so funny. So... I forget every time that you can do that.
Do voices?
It's a surprise every time.
Well, she doesn't appear to be moving away from her dismissal of the LGBTQ+ community. In a new interview with the Wall Street Journal, Bure discusses her Hallmark exodus. She was doing those movies for a while and then said, I'm done, which coincided with the network's push for more inclusive storylines, queer romances among them. Bure exited Hallmark in 21, joining the network's former CEO Bill Abbott at Great American Family. She says that her heart wants to tell stories that have more meaning and purpose and depth behind them.
What a stupid
bitch. Yeah, because gay people don't have meaning or depth.
God, it's just, I knew that the people behind Great American Family were Christians that love the Lord and want to promote faith programming and good family entertainment. As Bure explains, combining faith programming with good family entertainment means focusing on traditional marriage, otherwise known as heterosexual union. I think that Great American Family will keep traditional marriage at the core. Now, I did a deep dive into Candace Cameron's.
I'm dying.
I went into her Instagram last night, and I had a friend of mine.
Did you get saved?
No, I didn't get saved. I actually wanted to jump ship because it's interesting because she is promoting and you know, doing her content with this show or whatever. And... all the other stuff is just her, like, promoting shit, like sponsors and stuff. So
yeah,
she's
you know,
just,
the Christian thing, selling exactly, people stuff on Christmas.
Exactly. She's like, hey, guys.
Literally the one thing that ever pissed Jesus off.
Well, also, lest we forget, her brother is, what's his ass?
Kirk Cameron. Also, he's like a crazy Christian.
Person. Yeah. And I'm all about, like, being spiritual. I grew up in a Christian household. It wasn't the best, but we made it work.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, and my boyfriend and I, like, pray before dinner and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. She was doing a video on her Instagram where she was writing God loves you, da-da-da, and putting it on strangers' cars. And I was like... Now you're just forcing your religion on other people, which I just think, like, and people are like, oh, this is so cute. Oh, that's so wonderful you're doing that. But I'm like, would it be the same?
Yeah, if...
If it was, like, a Muslim or if it was a gay person.
Yeah.
No, it would have been like, oh, God, no, we can't,
They're
no.
vandalizing.
So, yeah, exactly. They're problems. So I just think... she's full of shit.
Yeah, no, it's all a fucking... the thing is that what blows my mind is that people who are like, I'm just a diehard Christian and I love the Lord and I love this person because they just understand... Like, that you don't see that this person is trying to take advantage of the fact that you love Jesus so they can make money off of you.
Right!
Like, and they don't care. They want your money.
Wake up! It's just... It's also like, you are allowed to... celebrate and believe Christmas however you want. That's
whatever
the joy
want.
Of Christmas. I don't need Great American Christmas. Me, 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 me. Like, to tell me what Christmas is.
Yeah, right. It's also like, you're going to have a bunch of like kooky Christmas movies, but be like, it's really about the Lord. Sorry, the Lord doesn't have a corporation. I just am so...
I know. And, you know, it's so weird and...
I've read all of the Gospels and none of them say anything about... homosexuality. Mm-hmm. They all talk all about helping the poor, mm-hmm. and loving your neighbor and mm-hmm. not passing judgment on people because you're not God. That's the entire message in all four Gospels.
You know who else believes that? Lindsay Lohan. So
yeah, our Lord and Savior.
I say F off Great American Christmas.
Yeah.
and watch and support
Falling for Christmas.
Falling for Christmas on Netflix.
We need a Lindsay Lohan Christmas Network.
Oh, that's that what I would
a cocaine Christmas Network. CCN.
White Christmas. Like her exiting Ledoux back in 2006 with no underwear on.
Iconic.
Tis the season. Well, here's someone who actually called out Candace Cameron, who I love. Hilary Burton from One Tree Hill. Did y'all
yes,
ever watch
I remember.
One Tree Hill?
Oh my God.
So she says that her comments about this are complete bullshit. She says, so Candace Cameron opened about leaving Hallmark and caught serious criticism from fellow former Hallmark regular. Oh, she was on Hallmark as well.
Yeah.
Hilary Burton in the process. On Wednesday, the Wall Street Journal dropped a profit on the Fuller House actress, which she explained her decision because to do traditional holiday movies, seeing that Christians that love the Lord and want to promote faith programming and good family entertainment. Ugh. So she criticized Hallmark, calling it a completely different network than when I started because of the change of leadership.
Leadership?
Yes.
Mm. You mean that they have same-sex couples on some of their movies?
Yeah.
They work on it. It's not like they were like, all right, for this one, Candace, we're going to have you go down on Hillary.
But it's weird.
And let me jingle that little bell of yours.
Gross.
So Hallmark actually stepped up and said, we're certainly aware of the trends. It's 2022. There's no whiteboard that says yes, this or no, we'll never go here. But
the trends.
Hilary Burton quickly called out both the networks. She says, bigot. That's how it starts. Bigot. I don't remember Jesus liking hypocrites like candy, wrote Burton. But sure, make your money, honey. You ride that prejudice wave all the way to the bank. Now they're just openly admitting their bigotry. I called this shit out years ago when Abbott was at Hallmark. Glad they dumped him. Being LGBTQ isn't a trend. That guy and his network are disgusting. You too, Candy. Who is Candy? Is
Candace.
She Candace? Oh, Candace.
She calls her Candy.
Candy. There's nothing untraditional about same-sex couples.
That's so Candy's a very like bless your heart. You too, Candy.
Candy.
Yeah, no, it's also like the trend, and it's like, yeah, it's not a trend.
No. But we know it's not a trend. My God. It's just like, hello, like who gives a shit? There's so many Christmas movies. Watch whatever the hell you want to watch.
Yeah, it's also like, I'm sorry, Christmas is a gay holiday. It's literally in half the songs.
Yeah.
The word gay is
gay,
in
jolly,
yeah,
elves.
Yeah.
Gingerbread
known
men.
Known for being gay. Where are the women? None, because they don't need them.
Eggnog.
Ugh.
Don't say when I say eggnog. That was homophobic.
I'm
okay?
Sorry. It's the nog for me.
The nog is gross.
I respect whatever you want
God,
to put
I
in your body.
I love eggnog. What are you talking about?
I hate eggnog.
I like
I'm
eggnog.
I'm one of those.
Wow. It's so good.
It's okay.
It's a divisive food. Oh, you're an it's okay.
It's okay. Like, I can't, like, chug gallons
well,
of it.
Well, you're
no.
not supposed to.
I know.
It's
just
a
like
sipping
a little,
beverage.
Yeah, just a little... Mm.
I think you're the first person I've ever met that was like, okay with eggnog. It seems like people were like, eggnog! Or me, who's like, get away from me.
See, I'm also like, okay, we had eggnog, now let's move on to the next cocktail.
Cider.
Yeah. Holiday cocktails.
Yeah. Do you do a cider?
I do a cider. I do a wassail.
What is a wassail?
Well, it's like, I think...
What is wassailing?
Well, it's wassail. It's like wine. It's like a wine cocktail. It's like, well, it's
is
like
it a hot wine.
It's not a hot toddy. That's whiskey and like
tea.
But like wassail is just like, it's kind of like steamed, not steamed. I'm totally blanking on this. It's like cinnamon sticks and cloves.
It's like
and
a hot
oranges.
Wine though. Like a
hot wine.
Glühwein,
yeah.
As they call it in Germany. The
well,
place
they also
of
call
wine.
It Glug in like Sweden or something like that.
Yeah. You can buy it's it like delicious. On the streets in like France during like the holiday season. You can do there's just little like pop-ups
and it warms your body up and it gets you fucked up because it's hot
and it's like a holiday fucked up, you know. Mm-hmm. How it's like different alcohols give you different kind of moods, but it's like Christmas cheer in a cup.
Mm-hmm. It is Christmas cheer in a cup, and we should be free to roam the streets.
Yeah.
With holiday cheer.
Let Aunt Carol drink her wassail on the streets of Los Angeles.
Back up for 5 minutes and just let me get cozy. Okay.
You're going to hear the bells of the police.
I'm
going to call the police.
Aunt Carol is not the only reindeer with a red nose this year.
I'm an alcoholic.
An alcoholic.
Oh my God.
Now, moving from Candace Cameron, who's trash.
Speaking of DJs, we're gonna get.
Oh, good call, good segue. We went from DJ Tanner to actual music. The Grammy nominations for 2023 came out today, and no surprises.
No, I mean, there never is. There's never someone who it's like. It's so clear that, by the way, that like Well, whatever.
No, no. I mean, here's the Beyonce led with 9 nods for her album Renaissance. Still waiting on for that visual album, FYI. It's been a couple months. I'm ready for a video.
Give us the goods.
Give us the goods. Kendrick Lamar had 8 and Adele and Brandi Carlile each got 7. So,
ooh.
Yeah, it was good. So here's, I'm just going to read a few of the categories, the bigger categories. Record of the Year, Don't Shut Me Out by ABBA. I'm like, all right, give
ABBA
it to them.
ABBA had
had an album out this year. I didn't listen to it.
Don't Start Me Up. Wow.
Easy on Me by Adele. Break My Soul. It's still one of the fun songs of the summer. Good Morning Gorgeous by Mary J. Blige. You and Me on the Rock.
Amazing song.
You and Me on the Rock.
I don't know if you know,
I like Brandi Carlile.
It's like a love song with her and her wife. She's like, I don't need their money, baby, just you and me. Which is like, okay, you're a millionaire. The Rock is Topanga Canyon.
Is it country or is it like folk?
It's like folk.
Okay.
And she's got Lucius in there and they're like a up-and-coming alt band. And it's two girls and they sing together. It's got this like eerie magical sound.
Ooh, I'll have to check that one out. I don't know it.
Mm-mm-mm.
We also have Woman by Doja Cat. Woman, let me be your woman, which Leslie Jones thought it was Roomba, but it's actually
Let Me
Woman.
Be Your Roomba.
Let me be your Roomba.
What goes through your mind when you're like, yeah, I want to be someone's Roomba. You're just going to suck everything up.
That's a whole other can of worms. I don't know. We have Bad Habit by Steve Lacy, which I actually heard on the way over here.
Oh, wow.
The Heart Part 5 by Kendrick Lamar. About Damn Time by Lizzo. And As It Was by Harry Styles.
Oh, man.
Which was a great song. All right. Song of the Year. A, B, C, D, E, F, U. About Damn Time. All Too Well. Taylor Swift. Of course, she's got to get in there somewhere. As
she
it was,
does.
Harry Styles,
the
Bad 10 Habit.
Minute version?
The
I'm sorry.
Yes.
No.
Mm-hmm.
A short film is not the song of the year.
We also have Bonnie Raitt, Just Like That.
Oh my God.
The Heart Part 5, God Did, Adele, Break My Soul, Again. Bad Habit. And finally, album of the year, we have
Voyage
by ABBA, 30 Adele, Un Verano Sin Ti by Bad Bunny, Renaissance Beyonce, Good Morning Gorgeous, Mary J. Blige, In These Silent Days, Brandi Carlile, Music of the Spheres, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, Kendrick Lamar, Special, Blizzo, Harry's House, Harry Styles. And then we have Best New Artist, which I'm just trying to
Which I pulled my music from streaming services. So I'm choosing to tell myself that that's the only reason I'm not on Best New Artist.
Oh,
I did. Well, because I'm releasing country music.
Yeah.
I've released 2 songs, but I released it under my own name and it kept popping up on comedy playlists. So I pulled it off. I'm going to put out an EP under a fake name.
You're like, she's not funny.
Yeah, no, it's like, what is this unfunny musical comedian?
Get out of here.
I'm just full of shit, but I wanted to say that.
I mean, do you know, let's see. Best New Artist, we have
None
Anita, Omar, Apollo, Domi and JD, Beck, Mooney Long, Samara Joy, Latto, Maneskin, Toby.
Latto, I have heard of. She's got this Nick song, Lee. Big Dick Energy.
Yes. Yes, she does. With Mariah Carey. She sampled Fantasy.
Yes.
Molly
it's a
Tuttle
fun one.
And Wet Leg. I think this one's either going to go to Maneskin or Latto or Anita. So pretty much the same.
It's always
same old,
the same.
Same old.
Yeah. It's you know by the radio plays who's going to be nominated.
But that, this
like,
was
it's a machine.
This was the first. So last year, I believe it was last year, Beyonce tied for having the most Grammys. And now she has officially surpassed her husband, Jay-Z, for the most nominations of all time by a solo performance.
Wow. As someone who has dated open micers where I was getting pulled more out of buckets, I know how tense that type of competition can be.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for Beyonce.
I mean, I'm excited. Like, you know, you always have people like, oh, I'm dropping out. Like The Weeknd dropped out of being in the Grammys. I don't know. I think it'll be fun. Was it a good year of music?
Yeah,
it was a good
fun.
Year.
It was fun.
I felt like we had some good summer bops and
About
some
Damn
good
Time.
Fall. Oh, we also have Sam Smith and Kim Petras, which is the first LGBTQ+ pop duo nominated for best
something,
best pop song or something for that Unholy song, which I hear everywhere.
Oh, you do hear it everywhere. That's the thing is that like. You'd think there were only 20 songs that were released this year if all you listened to is mainstream radio.
Oh, yeah. I can't. But it'll be... I'm happy for everybody. Congrats. We'll see what happens when that happens.
Yeah.
But someone who is having a early Christmas... Did you hear this story about Jeff Bezos?
I did not, and I'm looking at it right now and pooping my pants. I know. Is this real?
So, yes, it is real. He went on television this week, and he said, okay, he is giving away $124 billion.
To charity.
To charity.
Because he's worth $124 billion.
He's worth more than that, I think.
He's donating most of his money.
He is worth $124 billion. He says he's giving most of his money to charity, not all of it, but giving it to charities in his lifetime, the first he's made such a pledge.
Do you think that
his
like...
wife was quoted as saying, wait, what?
Yeah. His ex-wife was like, been there, done that. I've been doing it the whole time.
50% of the charities is this lady.
Now, do you guys play the lottery? We just had that like big ass jackpot of like $2 billion that someone in Altadena won because of Sure.
No.
I don't
when
either.
Every once in a while, when someone tells, I don't pay attention to it, but someone will go, it's really big. Every once in a while, I'll go buy like a mega
jackpot.
Yeah, maybe like once or twice a year.
Ugh, I can't do it. It just freaks me out.
It's like triggering. It also like my family. I remember growing up, like my dad's retirement plan was, well, if we win the lottery, and I was like, that's so dark.
I know. Well, and you always hear those stories about people how, like, there's like shows where it's like how the lottery changed my life and like they have to go into hiding and like then your family keeps bugging you.
My family bugs me now just because I have videos that do well on Instagram. I'm like, I don't have money. Like, I don't know what you think I'm doing here.
I just never started gambling in any way because I've gotten addicted to everything remotely addictive that I've ever tried and have like burned my life to the ground in so many different ways that I'm like, I work casinos as a comedian.
I've never
played a slot machine.
Oh, like, ever?
Ever. I've never done anything in a casino because I love it already. Like it already juices my brain up just seeing the lights and walking through and like smelling the secondhand smoke. I'm just like,
I'm in.
Yeah, totally.
I belong here.
So I just can't start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I usually see like, but like the eye candy slot machines are what gets me. Like if it's like a Wizard of Oz one, I'm like, or like, you know, they had a Game of Thrones one. I was dragons.
I've seen Dolly Parton ones. I'm like, well, I should put a dollar in.
The Britney Spears one was epic at Planet Hollywood when she had her residency, and then like after she left, they like pulled them all. I like the last time I was in Vegas, I was like, "Where's the Britney Spears one?" And they were like, "That's been gone for years." I'm like,
"Chancing for it." I saw what did I see last time I was in Vegas was a Little Shop of Horrors.
One. That's cute too. See, those are the ones that get me. I can't do craps and all that.
No,
garbage.
The theme like, sucked me in.
Like blackjack, all that stuff. Where you're just sitting there with strangers, and you're like.
But like
get out of here.
Yeah, but doing a penny slot in my family is like a quinceañera. Like that's a rite of passage.
They're
like,
sure.
Now you're 21. You must sit at the slot machine.
Sit at the slot machine, have a like shitty watered down cocktail by like an 80-year-old woman in like a Playboy Bunny
outfit.
I won't. And honestly, like casinos look like so much fun at night, but then the next morning I'm like, oh, this is who I would be.
Yes.
I would be the person with the cigarette dangling from my lip.
I've had that happen where I've gone to bed and I've seen that person and woke up and that person was still in their chair.
Yes.
From
it's
the
wild.
Night before, still going at it. And you're like, oh God.
But they're not in control anymore.
This is he's giving away this fortune. Now $124 billion, that's a fucking lot of money. I'm like, I would just take just pay everyone.
Yeah, just
like,
give everyone enough to live.
That's the stimulus check we all want.
Yeah. I mean, my
God. We put
God.
So much money into Amazon anyways. Like, why not? But, like, I think it's great. I'm glad he's doing this. I think we need more people, more bajillionaires and millionaires who have way more money than God to, like, hey, like, let's give it back.
Is it him being like, I'm going to give away $124 billion because by this time next year, the interest alone, I will own four times this. So that will be nothing.
I mean, that's insane to think. Like, I've heard of billionaires, like, 2 million, 1 billion, 2 billion, 1 billion, but like, $124 billion. Like, what would you even do?
Yeah, it's also like that physically, that amount of money can't exist.
I'm sorry. I'm not impressed by that.
I'm not either.
You could give away $123 billion and you would still be a billionaire.
And be okay. Yeah. Yeah.
More than okay, you'd be a billionaire. Yeah. That's more money than any one person should have.
Now you're just being stingy.
Yeah.
Now you're just teasing us. Like, oh, I'm going to do this.
Fork it over.
Like, write
the
check.
Yeah, you fucking should.
Write me the
Lindsay
Lohan Falling for Christmas check and present it and be like, for this.
You just went to Mars. You think we're going to think you're a good person? Fuck off.
Before I evacuate Earth, I will leave my currency value in space.
Yeah.
I'm going to donate most of my money to charity, but first I'm going to go to Mars. Okay, well, people are going to die while you go to Mars because they can't afford their insulin, you piece of fucking shit.
But can you get insulin on Amazon?
Probably.
I can't.
Not
That's
yet.
The next move.
Well, you know who's not having a problem getting everything she wants? Julia Fox.
Good God.
Remember her, Uncut Gems?
Uncut Gems. Yes, I was on Uncut Gems.
So she's like now a fashion icon, but also she's also not getting a lot of work because of her previous dating history with Kanye West, who obviously we all know what happened with that.
She's not getting a lot of work because she doesn't have a lot of talent.
That a girl. Ah, I love you. So she got on TikTok, which by the way, she's 32, which I was like, what? And she got on TikTok saying, getting old is fucking hot.
You're not old.
Yeah, you're 32. Relax. So she went makeup free in the TikTok, which people call brave.
Yeah. I love when someone with a ton of filler goes like, I'm not even wearing makeup. Oh, wow. You have a new face on. You're right. So brave.
You're so strong. So she told her friends, just so you guys know, aging is fully in. Like, fully.
Imagine being like, hopefully I'm popular enough that people buy this.
This is the quote she gave. Like, I love it when they quote people directly and the diction is so terrible. She goes, guys, wear anything you want. It's also in fashion. Flashing text on the videos that said, I want to see bellies hanging over the low-rise jeans.
Just
please.
To make you look hotter by comparison, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, it's the old make your friends look shitty. It's like why I want to have, if I get married, have my bridesmaids wear potato sacks. Like,
yes.
I stay as far away as I can from women who say shit like this because I'm like, you simply don't have my best interest at heart.
Good for you.
Jessica, Michelle and I send each other pictures of us in outfits sometimes and I'll be like, that's not super flattering. And she'll say the same about, she's like, those shoes are weird.
Yeah, this fucking yes queen go off when you look like shit.
Tell
enough.
Your friends they look like shit before they leave the house.
Here's what I'm making a prediction. Actually, no, I'm starting a trend. 2023.
Bellies.
No, not even bellies. We are retiring yes queen.
Yeah. How about?
I'm done.
No, but. Huh. No, not that shirt, but that other thing you have is really cute with that.
No, but. I think no, ma'am. Let's bring that back. No, ma'am.
No, ma'am is always in. That's a timeless piece. That's
large
hat.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
You know what's funny, speaking of aging, is I am now at a place in my life where I am consistently called ma'am, and I like it. I feel respected.
Oh,
I
we
always
are
thought that
people.
That was supposed to be like the kiss of death or like the you're old now. And I'm like, oh, they see me as someone that they have to be
it.
Respectful
There's nothing
to.
Like being called yes, sir. Ooh, it's kind of hot.
I mean,
like I'm embracing it. Like just like, you know, I was in Texas and like, you know, I was like ordering food or something and like the waiter was just like, yes, sir. And I was like, that's right.
Because the thing that they
that
never,
right.
The thing that they never told me ahead of time is by the time people call you ma'am, everyone will look like kids to you.
Yeah.
The kids at Target look like kids to me.
They
so
do
it's
like
not
children.
Like a peer calling me ma'am. You know what I mean? I'm like, thank you, sweetie. Like you're a kid.
You're a child. Yeah. But also I don't need Julia Fox telling me what is hot. You literally wore a dress with a hand that went around your neck to make it look like it was choking you.
Yeah,
like,
you're not so a fashion icon. You're disgusting.
No. Yeah, well, okay. She's
go
she's
to bed.
She's still a beautiful woman.
She's sure. Still,
log
she's,
off TikTok.
But also
but
like
I don't want to hear her talk.
I don't need other people telling me what's hot. You know who can only do that? Paris Hilton. That's it. Who's an actual heiress that people knows.
And that's her catchphrase.
Incredible. Incredibly grateful to be at a place in my life where I don't have to follow fashion trends. I can if they speak to me.
Sure.
Like if I like the thing, I'll wear it. But I don't have to wear like big baggy jeans because they came back in style.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I can keep wearing the pants that I think look flattering for my body type.
Yeah. And also like even if you don't do that in a couple years from now, they'll be back in style.
They always come around. I've always been 2 years ahead
of the
curve.
What you like does not mean looking like shit. Wearing what you like doesn't mean bellies hanging over low-rise jeans. Bellies hanging over low-rise jeans is something that happened in the late 90s because we thought that we all had to wear low-rise jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Women with bellies never wanted to fucking wear that shit.
Preach.
We wore it because bitches
that was
like this
all that
did.
They had at the store.
That's what they had at the store.
There's actually a really funny video that I saw where this woman, she was doing a video and then it says, name something... name something. Oh God, it was like, tell us something that you go to the store for and never get, or like something that's never available when you go to the store.
Yeah.
And she goes, the whole shirt. Because now they're all just like
cropped.
She goes, I just want a whole shirt. Yeah. I don't want to have a crop top. I don't want to have.
Yeah, it's so, like, does nobody have like a belly that they don't want covered? That's like, it blows my mind.
Just have a full shirt.
I've seen shirts that come to like here.
Oh, it's
not even the whole
tit. It's all side boob. Heather McDonald and I were in Dallas. We found out that Skims is creating a keyhole butt cleavage dress.
No.
So now that's the new thing. So ladies, get your cracks out for Christmas.
Give me a break.
I know. But people look at these people and they're like,
well,
they know.
Do you know what my family would do to me if after all they've given me, if I showed up with anal cleavage?
They'd stick their finger in and go, boop.
Do you know what Dave would do if I showed up at his family's Thanksgiving
there's
with
the elf
a little
on a shelf.
Circle cut out so they could see my butt crack?
Yeah, what would they do?
You can't wear that. They'd say you can't. He wouldn't take me. We wouldn't go in.
I put a little cornucopia in it. And you're like,
I wouldn't
thankful.
Be welcome.
They're like, get this Jezebel out of our house.
Get your butt crack. Cover your butt crack at the very. It's all we ask.
That's all we have.
It's also like what you picture when you think of a disgusting slob is a butt crack, like a plumber's crack, like
a keyhole cutout.
No, because now, Jessica Michelle, we are uplifting the strength and beauty of plumber crack.
Yeah,
we've
even
got to stop
so
uplifting.
Anti-feminist.
No, I'm done. I'm quit. Put people down.
Put people down.
Oh, God. Okay, we have a couple more stories.
That is an ominous looking piece of machinery.
Some people are tired of the real world, and some people find escape in the, what is it called? The metaverse?
Metaverse, VR.
VR.
I've got a headset.
I do too.
You have an Oculus. You have an Oculus. And do you like these Oculi?
I do in small doses. I don't play it enough. But all I ever do is play a game called Beat Saber, where you're just waving sticks to a beat.
Oh, I've done that one. My neighbor has an Oculus. Red Band actually got me on Oculus.
I played a game with him, or I went into a metaverse with him.
Yes.
And I stayed in too long, and I had to vomit.
He actually got me into it when I was in Austin, like, two Octobers ago, and he was like, let's do VR, and I was like, okay, and cut to, like, I was on it for, like, 6 hours. I was making friends who were, like, in their avatars.
Yeah.
There was a big Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Rabbit?
Jessica Rabbit girl.
Yes.
And you could, like, hit her boobs, and they'd bounce, and I was like, this is weird, but kind of fun at the same time.
I love the idea of you putting on a VR headset and slapping
tits.
Jessica Rabbit's boobs.
No.
That's
dreams
what you did in the metaverse. Everything's different.
But I think it's kind of amazing because you can do everything. There's actually an HBO Max show that just came out where people live in VR. Like either they're dealing with depression or they have agoraphobia and they're actually like making friends. Some are even dating.
Wow.
On VR. And one of my favorite movies of all time is Ready Player One.
Oh, it's so good.
So good. I can watch that movie whenever, wherever. I love it. But here's, just when you think something is just too good to be true.
Of course.
This guy, Oculus founder, he claims, that's his name, Oculus founder. the Oculus founder claims that he has made a VR headset that actually kills you if you die in a game.
His name is Palmer Luckey.
Palmer Luckey? That's his name? Oh, yeah. Palmer Luckey.
Okay. So we're living in an alternate universe. The creator of a VR headset named Palmer Luckey.
Palmer Luckey.
He's like, I've made a... Why would you make that? Other than he doesn't want to be alive. Is this for sale?
Probably. He says the device was inspired by Sword Art Online, the Japanese novel series turned anime in which players are trapped in an online role-playing game where death in the game means death in the real world because of the killer nerve gear headset they wear. So this the Oculus did come out in 2012 before selling to Facebook for $2
billion. That's
pocket change for Jeff
Bezos. Jeff Bezos, yeah.
So during his tenure at the helm, Palmer Luckey created the Rift and other VR tech that now underpins Meta's big bet on the metaverse, an alternate world where you can work, play, and meet people without leaving your home.
Yeah, they really want you to lock in.
But they're trying to make it fundamentally available for people to rethink how they interact with the virtual world and the players inside it. Only the threat of serious consequences can make a game feel real to you and every other person in the game. So when the game... So when the game is over, it blows your head up. So if you die in the game, there is an explosive device...
In the headset?
In what country could this possibly be legal?
Germany.
So yeah, it says when an appropriate game is over, the screen is displayed, the charges in the headset fire, instantly destroying the brain of the user. So yeah. What?
The bad news is that so far I've only figured out the half that kills you. I don't know how to make it VR or fun, but I do know how to make a headset that kills you.
Oh my God, it literally says the bad news is that so far I've only figured out the half that kills you.
I read that.
I know, but I want the listeners to know that he fucking actually said that.
Yeah.
I thought you were riffing.
It's also a really good lower back tattoo. Weird.
I've only figured out the half that kills you. Well, we already had that figured out. The charges? Had swords and guns, dumbass.
But also, like...
Who do you think... Who do you think's gonna buy this? Probably a lot of people, and like film themselves doing VR.
I mean, if you're suicidal, the idea of having your brain instantly destroyed sounds like a pretty solid way to go. And I saw the picture of this, and it looks like they got three little bullet chambers on the top of it.
It's giving me...
It looks like it could do it.
It's giving Hostel.
Yes.
It's giving Saw.
Yeah.
And it's also giving Nightmare on Elm Street.
Want to play a game?
Yeah. If you die in the dream, you die in real life.
I just...
Johnny, what would you like for Christmas?
I want the Oculus that can kill me, Mom.
Okay.
Thank God. Because we
Santa?
Want you to have that too. Yeah. What's horrifying is people would buy it. I haven't worked up the balls to actually use it myself. Yeah, of course not.
Yeah, no shit. You don't want to fucking die.
It's also like, what if it malfunctions and it fires off anyway? But also...
There are a huge variety of failures that could occur and kill the user at the wrong time.
Yeah.
You can't... It's enough that it kills you if you lose. It kills you if you're doing okay in the game, too.
Yeah, what if you get to the castle and save Peach and
then you
explode?
This is
going to
be a big thumbs down from old Bell LB over here.
Yeah.
That's a no for
Imagine
my toy review this year.
Imagine crossing the finish line in Mario Kart and your head just blows up.
Not buying this piece of shit for my nephew, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, the worst part is being like, you're with a bunch of friends and go, wow, that was... Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
What's this goddamn thing cost?
Oh,
your life.
I'm sure it's a fortune. Yeah, it costs your life. What if you're driving all of a sudden you get hit by a turtle and... That's your mom walks in on that and you're like, well, okay.
And
well.
You can't just reread the instruction manual. Be like, wait, where does it say I die anyway? Oh yeah, right here. I die anyway.
How about a headset that times out to let you know that if you keep going, you're going to vomit?
Can you
Why
imagine,
don't we start with that?
You imagine being in a game, you make the jump or whatever the tricky thing is. You're like, okay, good. And then the device misfires and you die anyway.
Yeah. That's like, no, wait, I still have, no. Yep. Wait, I hit the checkpoint. No.
Yeah. Oh, and where's the headset that cleans up your exploded body?
God, but that's also
someone else has to clean you up.
That's a headset called Mom.
Yeah, that's the Christmas abuela from Falling for Christmas coming in to mop up your bloody corpse in your hotel room.
We lost another one.
Yeah, put that in your film and smoke it, Candace Cameron.
Yeah, that I think we get.
There's a heterosexual Christmas story for you.
Did you what
you
now,
fucking bitch?
I love your fire.
Have the head explode, and then the Christmas abuela has to clean
Candace
up.
Cameron experiences the VR world for the first time.
There's a traditional American loss for you.
God.
Oh.
Well, let's just when you think the world is just insane, this popped up. Now, do you know what a mukbang is?
Mukbang.
If we haven't stopped eating bats by now.
Mm. Well, way to step on the story.
It's a video where people eat a lot of food.
It's where people eat a lot of food, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. I think people just enjoy...
Watching someone eat. I think it also is maybe an ASMR thing where there's like...
Yes. Yeah.
It's not for you.
I've seen some crazy mukbangs.
I've seen like a full McDonald's menu.
I've seen the McDonald's menu. I've seen like a gigantic crab... Where like they have like crazy claws and pull out the meat and dip it in like hot Cheeto butter. Like it's just a whole
awesome.
Thing. It's kind yes, yeah, see maybe you'd like it. Mukbangs. Google it when you get home. Stuff will come up.
It's great.
I wanna just watch someone successfully take a piece of crab out of the shell.
It's kind
I could
of amazing.
Watch that all day.
The serotonin that pumps through your brain when it happens, you're like, oh. But there is a group of it's usually women. They're usually of Asian descent, and they eat the weirdest stuff online. They'll eat like live crabs. They'll eat like frogs. But with no hesitation, they'll just get like chopsticks, dip them in soy sauce, and just eat them alive. They'll get like octopus that's like
not dead.
And they'll pour soy sauce on it and it like comes back alive and they'll eat it.
No.
It's insane. And I watch it and I don't know why.
You love it.
I don't love it. I'm just like,
I can't look away. It's a car accident.
Well, I ask myself, A, does this taste good? Probably not. But they do it with, look at this girl. She is smiling. She's like, I love being here. I'm doing this for content. I'm doing this for you. She was arrested for going too far in her mukbangs. She was arrested for eating bats
okay,
on camera.
But a white man named Ozzy Osbourne can do it on
Are
stage.
Are we
going to
watch
no
the graphic video?
Him.
I mean, do you want to watch it?
I will.
Okay. Do we actually have the video? This
oh,
probably
I don't know. I think
isn't
it's just
the
photo.
Oh, no, it's
the
just
thing
stills.
That said morning graphic video.
She
and
just
it, I
has,
saw a play triangle on
no,
it.
She,
I
oh,
want to
yeah,
know.
Here it is, right there. The first clip. Here
okay.
We go.
Oh, God. Here we go.
So let's see.
Okay. Is this.
Yeah, she's
the
just,
thing is what I'm wondering is like, is she from a culture where. That's I don't mean to be ignorant. Like, well, that's normal, and that's why she's just like doot loot loot.
So
like, that's us
Thailand.
Eating McDonald's.
Well, she's from Thailand. Her name is oh, here we go, Phan Chanok Srisunakluwa. She uploaded a clip
it.
On Monday showing her eating a bowl filled with broth, tomatoes, and multiple dead bats. She's speaking Thai in the clip, but reportedly describes the meal as quote delicious. We don't know what's the proper etiquette for this kind of dish, but she ripped the wings off before chowing down on the remaining animal. Needless to say, her comment section was filled with shock and disgusted viewers, at least one of whom was triggered remembering the alleged origins of the novel coronavirus, writing, if you're going to die, die alone. No one will blame you, but you'll be damned if you start a pandemic. Lara Bites. That's crazy. I didn't know you quoted her. If you're going to die, die alone. I can just see you saying that. The clip's been scrubbed off her page, but authorities in Thailand reportedly arrested her for possession of protected wildlife carcasses.
Okay, I was wondering what the...
And violating the Computer Related Crimes Act of 2007 by uploading the clip. If convicted, she faces up to 5 years behind bars. After the stomach-churning clip was taken down, she uploaded an apology. I'm so sorry.
But the problem with her apology video is that she also ate a bat in that.
She didn't eat another animal.
Would have been more if you hadn't eaten a third bat.
Yikes.
I just can't get enough. I'm batshit crazy.
My God. So they're protected, but then also they did say that there was a vet that was like, yeah, that's really unhealthy. You hot water won't necessarily kill the germs they carry. So it's like... There is a real, like, does someone go, I mean, I don't know. Did they ever figure out what caused the pandemic?
I don't know. You tell me.
That was such
You're reading my mind right now.
That was such
I'm
a
like,
thing that was
I want to say
around.
The same things, but I don't want to sound
Look,
stupid.
I'm willing to
I
say
don't
that
know.
I don't know. But that was a theory that was thrown around. So then you go, like, this is also potentially a crime against humanity.
Yeah.
I can tell you what. The coronavirus didn't make me want to do, and that's eat a bowl of bats.
Well,
yeah, I wasn't like, I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Hasn't been my next move.
Challenge accepted.
Or like, bummer, now that's off the table.
Yeah. If I'm going to eat a bowl of bats, it's going to be in the VR
also,
world, you know?
Have you seen a bat? There's like no meat on it.
There's no meat on it, and also rabies.
It's like eating a hummingbird.
Don't they have rabies? Or is that just from the Goonies when Martha Plimpton had all those bats come
they
after
could
her?
Have
they
rabies?
They have rabies. They're fucking rats.
Oh, also, can't there poop like burn you like their poop is poisonous
oh yeah guano or whatever
yeah,
it is.
Like
I didn't know that
their poop will burn holes and stuff. I could be wrong. I'm not an animal expert.
That's what crazy.
Oh God. But it's oh, like yeah, and then you're eat
and I guess the poop is inside no. of the bat.
All right, let's
well, that's end. Right, it has to be somewhere.
But let's she end. Took the wings off. Maybe she took the poop out.
She didn't
she,
take the poop out.
She literally
no she
clipped
took the
poop that
out.
Bat's wings.
Yeah, she's not a out. surgeon. She can't identify the colon of the bat.
Oh,
poor thing. I mean, I no.
Gross. This
All
makes
right.
me want to fucking
We're going to end
puke.
With this. Y'all are women
wow.
and you love stripping.
I love to strip. stripping as a sport, I'm a big fan of.
This is something that I thought was actually pretty amusing
would
and
never
I'm on
take
the fence
my clothes
with
off
it.
If I didn't have to.
This man turned 100 years old. 100 and went to a strip club.
Did someone bring him there?
The story is brought to us by TMZ again. A father in Texas, wow, didn't see that one coming, has a daughter who truly loves him because she took him to see some strippers to celebrate a century on Earth. Giacciano Jack Poma recently celebrated 100 trips around the sun, and to mark this special occasion, his daughter Dina took her dad to a Dallas gentleman's club, The Lodge.
Let me ask you this. Can you point out which one you think his daughter is?
I fucking sure can.
It's
the one in the bunny ears. No doubt about it.
With the glasses. Dad's going to love us. Although, why is that woman's tits covered in blood?
Wait, you think the daughter is the one with the bunny ears on?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the daughter was the one.
On the left?
The one with the little Princess Leia balls. I could be wrong. No, no. The one with the glasses. That's for sure.
The one that
the
looks
one
like she's had no work
done. Is 10 times uglier.
We don't need strippers with
Eugene Levy in a wig.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can we cut that? I don't want to shit on her. Oh, well, whatever.
No, it's fine. She doesn't know.
That's what you got. That's
mine, too. I don't want to shit on her alone.
This actually circles back to Julia Fox wanting regular women to wear. You can't just like dress up with a bunch of strippers and think you're not going to stick out.
I mean, first of all, I have so many questions.
It's the glasses. Those are just dorky glasses.
Yeah, you can't be a stripper with glasses, which maybe we need more strippers with glasses. Also, why is the one's chest covered in blood?
Yes, covered in bloody handprints, and he's kissing them. Whose blood is that?
Justin, we simply don't have those answers, and you know it as well as we do.
But I do love the Captain and Tennille stripper. I think that's great. And the Baby Spice tattooed stripper. So the daughter said her father loves two things in life, women generally, and boobs. So a strip joint made perfect sense for his 100th birthday.
How has this man been talking to his daughter his entire life that she's like, the only thing that makes sense for his centennial birthday is a bunch of tits?
I really, really hate that.
What?
That those are the only things that she knows that he likes?
Well, that he's like, if your tits were bigger, you'd have a husband by now.
That he's been objectifying women that much for his entire life that she's like, well the only, this is his entire personality.
Yeah. Yeah. So
put him in a fucking home and call it a night. Jesus Christ.
I hope there's a naughty nurse.
Why are you even talking to this guy anymore? Go no contact. Get one day of therapy and end this obviously disgusting relationship.
Or what if this was her way of killing him finally?
But this is it. Maybe she poisoned the pasta that one of the strippers was feeding him. There was pasta at a strip club.
Feeding.
You know who this was bad for is all of the other strip club patrons whose boners were extremely dampened by watching a 100-year-old man be fed pasta.
A human piece of wet pasta being fed pasta.
That wasn't the only wet noodle in the club that night.
Do you have naked women? You do. Do you also have an old man gumming noodles next to me? Oh, you do. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll be hard as a rock.
Well,
he's got a bib
on. This story ends after the strip club. She drove him home, where she left him in the car, put the exhaust pipe in the windows, and closed the garage door. Well, happy 100th birthday, you piece of shit,
Giacomo.
Yeah.
Is this? Oh, this is just a different picture. I was like, is this a picture from the strip club?
No. Is there a, let's see. Oh, okay.
His wife died 12 years ago.
Oh, now we get the sympathy. The folks at the club say, Jax, welcome back anytime. They loved hosting his birthday bash. Daughters take notes. Hey, TMZ, don't say daughters take notes.
Yeah.
Gross.
Don't. That's disgusting. Have your other old man friend take you out.
Have your daughter take
you. Join a bridge club.
Spearmint Rhino. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking dad to Jumbo's Clown Room.
If you're going to take your dad to Jumbo's Clown Room, leave him there.
Yeah.
Don't go pick him up.
Part of the attire now.
If he can't figure out the Uber or Lyft app, sorry. It's meant to be. Nature finds a way.
Ugh.
All right, ladies. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having
us.
Honestly,
thanks
this
for
was
having
such
us.
A delight.
We love you so much.
I love you guys
love
so,
you
much.
So much.
Where can everyone find you?
Well, you can listen to Slobs.
Listen to Slobs on the Comedy Store Network podcast.
Yeah, and you can follow me at JMS Comedy, and I will be in Sacramento on December 9th and 10th at Laughs Unlimited. So if you're up there, come out.
Yes.
You can follow me at Lara Bites, LARABEITZ. I will be in Bloomington, Minnesota at the House of Comedy December 1st through 5th. If you're up there, come out.
Come on out. Both of these girls, women, let me be your woman, are both Comedy Store paid regulars. They're fantastic. I love being on the lineups with them whenever I am. And yes, make sure if they're in your town, make sure to check them out and make sure to help and listen to Slobs wherever you get your podcasts.
Yay.
And we will see you next time on Just Saying with Justin Martindale. Bye.